Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Chat, take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of shine. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of prime. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Chat, take it from me.
Welcome to episode 339 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Mr. Primo in the building. It is just us two today. It is an emergency type podcast. Shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn. Shout out to Damn Skippy, a.k.a. Hollis Thomas. And shout out to Mal, who's dealing with a back injury. Much love to you, Mal. But, you know, you start your morning off usually with some coffee, right? Maybe some cereal, you know, your breakfast routine. So, you know, we wake up to, a little a tweet that comes out, ESPN's Diana Russini with the news of the Philadelphia Eagles have allowed Darius Slay's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, to seek a trade per sources. The Eagles are still hopeful to find a solution where Slay remains the Eagle. Hour later, she also notes Slay did not ask or demand a trade per source. So, I mean, the first part. That's the first part that hit, the first part that the trade scenario. We were all thinking about, because, you know, we all go look at the cap. All you nerds out there go look at the cap. So I'm looking at the cap. I've been looking at the cap. So you look at these big numbers. You know that these restructures happen. You know that Howie does what he does, whether it's Lane. We saw the news of Jake Elliott restructuring, open up some room for some more cap. And people were slowly coming around the idea that Lane will probably be next and Darius will probably be next or some sort.
Yep.
But when you first saw that tweet, it hits you in a way like, I didn't think a trade was in the works. But then, you know, last episode I had mentioned that, I was watching D-Gun and D-Gun had mentioned something about, and I was like, it still didn't, I said it, but it still didn't really hit right. I was like, that was weird what he said. But then the news today, which was interesting. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, they're going to come together as one and get a deal done. Obviously, anytime a player has their opportunity to make money, have leverage, we're not talking about a bad corner. We're talking about a damn Pro Bowl corner, a guy that we've always wanted in this building. Their family, first and foremost, have been great to the community out here. They've been great to the city of Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, sensational, man.
So I mean, how were you feeling when you first saw that news?
Well, I gotta say, this is to you, man. You're good. And you're bad at speaking shit into existence. Let's start off with that. I mean, it's like, damn, what the hell? I mean, this is a curveball, man. This is a serious curveball that I did not see coming. And if I swung, it was one I definitely missed, because it sucks, man. This is just a bad thing about being a Super Bowl contender, getting to the big game, having that great team. And then what sucks even more is the loss hits, because now after all that's done and said, here we are dealing with these type of situations, a situation that this one, again, like I mentioned, I did not see coming. The other ones, okay, you know, we pretty much were leading ourselves into that, but this is the one that's kind of going to hit because, you know, hey, you just said it yourself, man. We're talking about a Pro Bowler, his family, everything they do for this city. Great player, great attitude. I mean, the Twitter, man, social media could just really go ahead and get out of hand. And that's what it started doing as soon as this tweet came out about Darius Slay. You know, come on, let's stop with all the nonsense. The man, he played his ass off. He had great, you know, he's got a great time being here. He's played very well. Yes, there are some plays, some games we did question. That's part of the game. That's just what we do as fans. But for everybody or anybody to come out saying he's declined, you know, I mean, it is what it is. If he lets him go, this and that, nah, man, this is one that I'm going to go ahead and fight for because this guy is key to that defense. So I don't know, man. At the end of the day, it is the business. We'll see how this turns out. But right now, it's definitely not looking good.
I mean, then you see tweets from, you know, the random tweets like, you know, McLean saying it's he's out the door. This is it's a wrap. Like, he doesn't see them coming back from this. But at the end of the day, like, you know, I'll wait till, you know, all the smoke clears. Because at the end of the day, like, you have two Rosens going at it. Rosenhaus and Roseman. These are two legit negotiators. They always get their value.
Who have a history?
They have a history. This is not any agent. He's one of the best. He gets his people their money, and he would be a terrible agent if he didn't set his player up for success. Right. And again, I mean, my phone's been off the hook this morning. Text left and right, and I've had to like go. Certain, you know, looking from I work in business legal affairs, so talk about value and negotiating. This is what it is. Like, at the end of the day, you have to get your worth. Now, looking at Jimmy Kemsky had put out read his article. He said, I'll read this right from his article. Says, because the Eagles have already restructured Slay's contract and kicked the can down the road once before, they have some dead money cap hits on the horizon. No matter how it plays out, if you trade Slay, you're taking on $22,409,000 in dead money. If that trade is before June 1st, you're taking the full $22 million hit in 2023, but you would actually save $3.7 million on his 2023 cap number of $26,111,000. If that trade is after June 1st, you're taking on a $8,611,000 in dead money in 2023 and $13,798,000 in 2024. The immediate savings on the 2023 cap would be $17.5 million, but if you receive draft compensation return, it will be in a 2024 and beyond. His number three option says if Slade plays out the final year of his contract in 2023 and is not brought back in 2024, he'll count for $13,798,000 in dead money in 2024. He said the benefit of trading him would be to not have to pay his $17 million in base salary and $500,000 in workout bonuses. That is from Jimmy Kemsky. I mean, those are the numbers. I think you keep these guys intact, man, and you bring in a rookie cornerback, maybe get somebody off the streets, but got to keep the captain in the building, got to keep the culture continued.
Absolutely, man. I mean, like you said, you know, Roseman, look, we got to let the man just do his job. I mean, we've questioned him year in, year out. Last year, he blew our minds away. I mean, this year, look, next week, he's got to get the work. I mean, he's probably already getting the work. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're already all on the table getting everything together. I got confidence that they'll figure something out. Yes, I'm not saying that we're gonna keep everybody. That would be the dream, to just go ahead and run it back with everybody that we had last year, because, I mean, it was just like a complete puzzle. But, you know, you got to go ahead and switch these pieces out with a different piece to complete that puzzle again. And that's the job that they're, you know, they're working on right now to make happen. You know, Is Darius part of that? Will he not be? That's just the thing. I mean, there's a lot of other key players that we have to also focus on it too. Last couple shows that we were talking about, these free agents that, you know, are going to hit that market come next week. So it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks. This topic right here might have just jumped its way to the very top. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I mean, the fact that, you know, they're going to go ahead and just let him go out there and see what his value is. I mean, it's tricky. You know what I mean? It is really tricky.
It is also negotiation tactics by his agent, which, you know, if they're not close on where they want to be at in terms of like extending him, you know, like obviously Slay said he wants to come back. Mm-hmm. Slay already mentioned that he wanted to come back. One of the podcasts that he was on recently this week, if I find it here, where he mentions his
while you're looking for that, Gail, I want people that are tuning in and people that are listening, man, understand that this isn't something that Slay has requested for. Please make sure that you guys are understanding that this is nothing that Slay has been requesting for. So I know a lot of tweets have been getting like flipped around, like, oh, he wants out of Philly. He doesn't want to be here anymore. Like, let's just stop all that nonsense. That is not the case. This is the business, man. I mean, the guy's got a livelihood that he's got to take care of. So, you know, this is all about negotiations and stuff like that. But by all means, he is not asking to be to leave Philadelphia. That is not the case.
Now, his comment on the Montgomery and Company podcast last week, he said, of course, I want an extension with the Eagles. I love the Eagles. They took another chance on me trading for me, and it panned out very well. But, yeah, I love that money. So, of course, I'm going to talk about it in the offseason. That's everyone. That's all we do when we got 1 year left on your deal. We try to get an extension because it makes the cap low, and then you get to start building around the team because once your cap's too high, you can't add more players. So with me, with my cap that's high, I'm sure they probably want to get it down. And the best way to get it down is to give me some money. I love Philly, man. I plan on staying Philly. But if it don't happen, I know I got 1 year left here, and I love to stay in Philly for sure. And again, like I said, when every year I go to, you know, whatever cap site you go to, over the cap, SpotTrack, I always tell people, if you want to figure out what the team is going to do, you follow the money. You look where the money. I kind of knew it was coming towards this, but we're just hoping that they get to a agreeable number, bring him back for a couple more years. My thing is, like, if Slay was playing poorly, like, we wouldn't have leverage. We're not talking about a guy who's been playing poorly. I saw a dude lock up Justin Jefferson, bro. One of the best wide receivers in the NFL. So at the end of the day, man, please do not discredit what some of our players have done. You know what I'm saying? Because I see it on the timeline. I'm like, what is going on right now?
Yeah, exactly, man. They're trying to like really switch this whole thing around. You know, like turn the blame game on him. Yeah, bro, his work speaks for itself. His work has spoken from the time he got here. I mean, we went and we traded for the man for a reason, and it played out perfectly. He came in, did his job, you know, did what we asked of him. And yeah, I mean, if we lived in a perfect world, he would have been perfect his whole time here, but we get it. You know, I mean, there were, again, some plays that we questioned, some games that, you know, he didn't show up 110% or 100%. I get it. You know what I mean? It's just part of the game. You know, you're not always going to have that perfect game that, you know, everybody's always expecting. But the part that's just really upsetting is, like, we're talking about maybe 2 or 3 games out of, what, 17 games? You're really going to hold that against that man? That's sad. You know, that's real bad, man. I mean, for the fan base to turn their backs on them, that's not cool.
Elena says, sure, we got to keep them, but it shows awesome. Some vets take a pay cut because they think this team will be worth it, and he doesn't. I mean, I wouldn't say that. He said that speaks volumes for you, but I'm saying I don't believe that. At the end of the day, business is business, and you have to get your worth. I wouldn't. His agent wouldn't advise him to set him up like that moving forward.
Nah, we're talking about Howie Roseman. I mean, Howie
Drew Rosenhaus.
Drew. Sorry, Drew.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just not what it is. That's part of it. Jimmy says, looks like 5 years for another Super Bowl. Not resigning, guys. I see CJ Gardner-Johnson, really. I don't know if I read that right.
I guess what he's trying to say, and I'm seeing a bunch of
I'm not resigning, guys.
Yeah, because this might not play out the way we wanted to. Now, is it going to give us the option to focus on bringing back CJ or Bradberry, one of those guys? So, I don't know.
Now, Adrian chimes in. I know this is opinion. is unpopular, but I definitely think we can afford to let Slay go. I thought he didn't play strong second half of the season. Does this mean CJ, GJ, or Bradberry may be doable now? I also heard that he was playing through the whole season with injury as well, but people don't talk about those things as well.
you're not allowed to be injured, bro.
I mean, Todd chimes in. He says, "At the end of the day, it's all about money. It is always. I mean, you gotta always think about the future, but you also have to think about. I think about the culture. I think about what Jalen Hurts has meant to this locker room. Darius Slay has meant to this locker room. Guys like BG, who we will be talking about shortly, mean to this locker room. There's certain parts of the locker room that you know the culture." Cultivating the next generation of like long-lived Eagles in this locker room starts with guys like BG. This is why you bring back a guy like BG. This is why you bring in Darius Slay. We wanted a veteran corner. Ronald Darby and like I could name names. I could sconces. I he's a cornerback. I'm who's made plays. We were fortunate last year to have two Pro Bowl caliber cornerbacks, which is to this day, I'm going to like not seeing those guys together. I mean, every week in, week out, I felt confident about our guys all the way to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
I mean, that was like lockdown city.
Mm-hmm. And you know it best. I mean, man, bro, we went in there and it was games that we would go together and our confidence level was like sky high, nothing to worry about. People asking us at the tailgate, how you guys feeling about today? You know what I mean? They'll just start off the conversation or their approach with, I got a bad feeling about today. Like, yo, slow y'all roll, calm down, we're good. And those guys pretty much like they made us look good with what the confidence level we had. I mean, it was shut down city between those guys, man. They held it down and, you know, they had a great year. Reason why we made it to the Super Bowl. So, it's tough.
Now we have Mr. Walker chiming. He says, "I love Slay, but at the end of the day, he's 32. We have to learn to develop from within. We have to let guys like Zach a chance to burn in the fire." But my thing
is, he talking about Zach
McPherson. Zach. But my thing is, we don't say that about like Kelsey's age. It's a no-brainer. You don't even like blink. You're like, no, bring Kelsey back if he wants to come back. I know who Kelsey is in terms of who he is with the whole culture and dynamic of the Philadelphia Eagles, but I'm just saying age-wise, he's up there. But we don't sleep on that, and we like bring him back, whatever. We haven't seen any like he's gonna like Slay's gonna fall off a cliff. In the next couple months, like I don't see that. Like just because a guy is 32, like right. I get it. I'm hearing what you're saying. But Go Sixer says in 2017 we kept too many veterans. I don't like it, but we need to get younger. Okay. Mark's saying, anyone get the banana? Hey man, we got that unlocked.
We're expecting
more banana pudding next year. I'm not going into scare tactics on the timeline. I mean, it's a great day for topics for radio. Like we got to talk about it. This is why we're doing a podcast on a Friday when I'm supposed to be working. But we got to talk about it. So we're gonna do that. I mean, do you have any other takes on Slay? You want to move on to Brandon?
No, I think we could move on to Brandon. I mean, look, at the end of the day, like I said earlier, man, it's the business. Let's just see how this thing plans out. I think, you know, they'll come to some type of agreement that, you know, they'll have this figured out, hopefully, before it gets out of hand, before it gets even more out of hand.
Mark says, Drew, show me the money, Rosenhaus. I saw Drew Rosenhaus at the Senior Bowl. And I said, the way I actually talked to another guy who represented some players last week. And this is prior to all this stuff. And he said Drew Rosenhaus is one of the most loved agents with his players. Like he said, the agent you see on TV or whatever, he's like, it's not the guy behind the scenes. Like he's really about his players, and at the end of the day, he's getting his players their worth. So I mean, but they love him. Show me the money. Matthew says BG coming back is a huge, great to have that man coming back. Again, man, we spoke to Brandon Graham last year at the Trent Cole football camp, which was an amazing experience. Prime was there, getting to talk to BG and what this Eagles team means to him, what mm-hmm. the development of the players behind him means to him, the way that he spoke about Bradbury becoming the guy, which he was,
yep.
the way that he said he loved Jalen and believed in everything he meant it, and they went to a Super Bowl together.
Yep.
Obviously, they didn't win, but he everything he said about Jalen was 100% correct. Jordan Davis, what he meant to the football team, he was correct about what he brought to the team. Brandon Graham is a guy who 14 years, the longest tenured athlete in Philly right now. I think anyone in this whole fan base, you can't say anything bad about Brandon Graham. He that man, you know, got after Tom Brady. But in terms of any Philadelphia athlete out there trying to look at someone's career arc or arc in the city, this man has lived it. He's gone through injuries. He's gone with being called bust. He's been that guy that's endured a lot of heat on Twitter. Some of you may be blocked by Brandon still, but yo, this guy got a Super Bowl and he's been a leader in the locker room. So,
oh yeah, man. Happy the fact that, you know, they were able to reach a deal. Just hearing the fact that he wanted to come back because of his loyalty to the city makes me feel good. I mean, you mentioned the camp that we ended up showing up to last year, the energy that he started the conversation with already had us like locked in on what that season last year was going to be like. He was happy about all the players that were in there. He was happy about the attitude. He mentioned how the chemistry is back, you know, something that they had back in that 17-18 season when they won the Super Bowl. You know, he mentioned, like you said, Bradbury, Jordan Davis, the additions that we got last year. And he was just nonstop. And then as we were watching videos with those kids,
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He was getting so excited just showing, like, you know, just seeing himself on TV, that strip that he got on Tom Brady. I mean, I think he ended up rewinding that thing like about 3 or 4 times as we were there watching it. Like, you could see that he was just really amped to get back on that field, you know, especially after suffering that crazy injury. having Brandon come back, man, hey, look, the man still got gas in the tank. I don't take nothing away from him. His, you know, he's explosive off that line. He's worth, you know, keeping around. And I'm glad, you know, he decided to pretty much finish out his career as a Philadelphia Eagle.
I'm getting towards the end of some of these comments. I'm missing some of the comments that we have. Bobby says, I'm always waiting for that something to happen. Howie's always has something up his sleeve.
It's the truth, man.
Adrian, he doubled down. He said, that's my point, though. BG is a total team guy. He bought in heart and soul. Back for another year to win a ring, hopefully. Slay doesn't bring that same element to the locker room. Look at Lane, best in the league at his job, and he's going to restructure his deal. I mean, this would be Slay's second time restructuring. He restructured when he got here in 2020. So,
right.
So he did restructure already.
To ask the man to do that twice, you know, I mean, that's tough. That's really tough.
I just think, hey, man, hopefully they're working out a deal. The Eagles. Like you could take what's being said on the timeline, and you can, like, you know, I had posted on our Fourth and John page. I was like, yo, what's going on, Eagles? Just whatever, you know, like whatever. But it was more like the trade aspect. I was like, the trade would I work out the deal, but like the trade aspect.
Yeah, sis got a point though, man. You got to throw her comment up there. She does have a point.
Hold on,
it's at the very end, man. Here, let me see if I can grab it real quick. All right, here. Lane restructuring every year.
Yeah, I mean, but you have to understand, Lane is a lifer. Lane was drafted by the team. Lane is in he's a lifer. Anyway, Lane going to make more money as a wrestler in WWE anyway. We know this man's career is going to be holding up a belt.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That's his next venture.
He's gonna have more belts than Prime has belts, because Prime has went out and bought like six versions of wrestling belts. He's actually on his way to rehab this week for buying belts.
Yeah, I don't know. It just kicked in, man. I'm preparing myself for WrestleMania next year. That's all I'm talking about.
Shout out to Kiki. Shout out to my cousin. She said, I'm on the Graham wagon.
Who is it? Kiki? Everybody's on the Graham wagon, man.
You know?
He's a fan favorite. You know, everybody in this city loves the man. So
Mark calls Brandon Graham a class act on and off the field. You know.
That Walter Payton acceptance interview that he had, bro, that one's kind of like maybe my top interview I ever see that man get.
Yeah. See, either you like him or you don't. Sergeant Walker says, what's the acceptable amount to keep Slay? My thing is, like, if you're looking at where the league is and how, like, where people are getting paid, let's see, like, average per year, we have Jair Alexander getting paid $21 million, right, a year, average. Denzel Ward is at $20.1 million. Jalen Ramsey, who was on the block, about to be traded, right, he's at $20 million a year. And I've heard Jalen Ramsey is washed, right? Have you heard that on the timeline?
Yes, I have.
I've watched Eagle fans clamoring for Jalen Ramsey on the timeline. The same ones who call him washed as well. Marlon Humphrey from the Ravens, he's at 19.5 mil a year. Marshawn Lattimore, New Orleans Saints, 19.4 million a year. Okay. Xavier Howard from the Dolphins was at 18 mil a year. Tre'Davious White from Buffalo, 17.25 mil a year. And then behind him, we have Darius Slay coming in at 16.68 mil a year. And J.C. Jackson, 16.5. Byron Jones, 16.5, who also is out.
Mm-hmm. In Miami, right.
So that being said, I feel like we got a nice steal with Darius Slay. I think he's right in the mix. He's performed well, and I just named the names. We're getting paid more than him.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to tell me that he's not his play is not up to par with those guys?
No, I mean that's not even a conversation to have. Like he's way more valuable than that. And look, way more.
Oh man.
Patriots, what's his name? Just announced his retirement this morning.
Who's this?
Courtney.
Oh, Devin McCourty?
Yeah.
Okay. Adrian chimes in again. He says, might not be the time to go over this, but any chances King Henry comes to Philly at running game? We just talked about money. I always, I give the black dad voice.
That stove was on light. Now that my man just pushed it up the median.
Do we have King Henry money? No, my dad would look at me. Do we have? I don't want to pay for a running back when if you have not seen the draft class. There's going to be tons of options for us. It's even tougher. Miles Sanders right now. He's going out on the streets right now to see what kind of value there is out there with the draft picks that could be had. It's going to be a tough market. You want to pay a running back $10 million? It would be fun as hell. If your Madden roster would be fun as hell. Watching this, these RPOs, you want pick your poison. It would be fun as hell. Don't get me wrong. Fun as hell. Fun as hell. I don't see them. It's great for the timeline. It's great for radio shows. It's great for it's great to talk about. It's just the reality of that happening. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, King Henry and Midnight Green would be the ultimate thing to have. But right now, I'm sorry, man. There's other things we got to focus on and to me are more important than that.
Let's see. We have shout out to Mr. Walker. Maybe one of us will be
available.
Yeah. Shout out to the homies doing big things. Let's see. Dave chimes in. King Henry's best years are over and no too much money. Janae says Titans would be sick with us taking AJ and Henry.
Absolutely.
if Henry wants to take less money, then let's talk.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's a number for everyone, right? Joe talks about Tank Bigsby at from Auburn. He's another guy that, I mean, when I talk about later guys to get, he's a mid-round guy that I feel like he'd be a plug and play into the mix. Puerto Rico, Slay has the right to get the bag, but he's choosing to do that under the contract at the wrong time, especially with his age. Get a young draft pick, call it a day. My thing is, like, as a player, you got to get your money. There's no like if, ands, or buts about your contract setup. If you're in range to make money or you have leverage to make money, you have to get it while you can. If that's just what it is, he could get an agent off the street versus a Drew Rosenhaus. They're going to say the same thing to him. And that's the part of the business part of it. You just got to be like, it's the business. That's just what it is. He would be stupid not to.
Right.
He would be dumb not to. Get your money, man. get your money. I'm going to go up into some people's jobs today. I'm going to just like, yo, man, you just take a pay cut, bro. How long you been here, bro? You've been at your job. Like someone coming to me and be like at Nickelodeon or Paramount and be like, yo, you've been here like 24 years already? We just take a pay cut, bro.
Yeah, all right.
I'm like, nah, I ain't taking no pay cut. Do it for the team, bro. No, I'm not doing it for the team.
It's not right. It's not that easy. It isn't that easy. Like
I said, if you don't have
that. Nah, right. I mean, like I said, my man's got a livelihood. You know, he's got to worry about it as well. He's the one putting his body out there to go ahead and do this. So
now, can't be mad at him. King Dondo says, I like Gibbs in the second round and Ringo or Witherspoon at cornerback. This is the time to you Eagle fans out there. I'm all about pairing one of these guys with Slay. Mm. Witherspoon. Obviously, we don't have Bradberry money either. You got to get it younger. And we know what Slay means to Slay is shown time in and time out to mentor younger corners. He's been a guy that's Witherspoon and Slay would be tremendous. Ringo from Georgia, another guy who's on the back end, crazy athleticism, size later would be interesting. Gibbs from Alabama, talk about a guy who blew it away at the combine. That's a running back I would like. Now, Ghost Seeker says, I don't blame Slay at all. The Birds need to get creative going forward. Jalen has to get paid. This is it. Hey, Jalen has to, Jalen has to get his money. It is what it is. Jalen got to get his money.
Yeah, man, can't emphasize it more than enough, man. It's going to be interesting these next couple weeks.
It's all about money, Prime.
It is always.
Everyone's trying to get a deal. This dude, Prime is the king of deals. He'll bring me to a junkyard and be like, yo, I got this spot. I got a guy. I can get it cheaper. This is what everyone does. This is a walk of life. If anybody can get something for a lower price, they will.
Gotta get it.
If they can't, they'll pay for it. Like when we go to the pro shop monthly, weekly, we're trying to get deals, but at the end of the day, you gotta pay the money. Because you're not getting that from anywhere. So you gotta pay the money.
That's the truth, man. That's the truth.
Kelly's saying, what about Eli Rickson later rounds? I mean, that could be interesting.
Still.
I was looking at cheaper corners. I mean, not cheaper, but there's also Cam Smith from South Carolina who could be interesting a little later. East Coast Gridiron. Shout out to East Coast Gridiron. Saw them at the Senior Bowl. He says you got to pay to play. You got to pay to play. It just is what it is. The Shay in the comments talking about Kansi and Pitt. Hey, man, I've been watching tape, and man is serious. Undersized. Man is serious. Got a high motor, a lot of trickery, a lot of tools in his belt. If you're looking for a guy who can do a little bit of everything, you can move him around. I saw him going against Wright from Tennessee. Did his thing
against Wright.
Yeah. I think he's a guy that you're starting to see him being mocked to us at 10. It's a little high for me, but that's what it is. This is Emmanuel Forbes is Evan's guy. He's been high on Emmanuel Forbes as well. Will says, can he shed a block? Yeah. He's got good technique. I watched this Rhode Island game. Dude shed a block, jumped over a guy, and murdered a running back all in one play and hit the quarterback. East Coast Gridiron says, Kansi is the Bryce Young of D lineman, all the twos, undersized. Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot. Go watch his tape. You'll see people on the timeline talk about short arms, whatever. Go watch the tape, man. So you can have your own opinion of him. I like his game. Adrian says, in general, we all need to be okay with a cheaper, younger defense next year. We're going as far as Jalen can take us. More big names, exciting stage, right? I'm still very optimistic. At the end of the day, it's all about getting cheaper. But I think also for Eagle fans, it's all about being patient. I think we all have to. I mean, if you haven't learned from last year, when we were all, I know Prime was, where are the signings? Where are the signings? And you got the dream offseason of your life, correct? Mm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it all happened on draft night, because, I mean, I was there waiting patiently. And here the draft night just went bananas. I mean, after that trade for AJ Brown, I was just standing there like, and still to be able to get the guy of my choosing, the linebacker, N'Kobe Dean. I mean, it was just like the night went perfect. I could see it, you know. I learned last year after you kept on telling me, be patient. That's what I'm doing. I'm being patient. I'm trying my hardest to be really patient.
I mean, we do have to understand that our GM is one of the smartest GMs in the business.
Yes, he is.
He's one of the best negotiators in the business. I think after all of the downfalls he's been through and all the ridicule he's been through, being put in the corner of the building, he's in a space where he knows where to attack, where he can succeed at. I feel comfortable knowing that he can. It's tough. I mean, because I'm just saying, like, in terms, I'm also being realistic in terms of where we're at. So, I mean, we lost two coordinators. We're potentially losing two starting defensive tackles. We already knew we were losing Bradbury. Now the Slay talk has got me a little Mobb Deep shook once. But I'm good. I'm okay. I'm feeling we're okay. We're losing Chauncey, potentially. Losing Miles. Losing Milo. Probably losing... Oh, you may lose. I think Kelsey's coming back, right? You believe Kelsey's coming back?
I believe he's coming back.
I'm not gonna be negative here. I was just being realistic.
Yeah, I think Kelsey will be back.
Now, Pete says he's one of the smartest GMs when it comes to salary cap and free agency, but not so much in the draft. I think he's tied in the SEC drafting, which has done well for him as of late. Check out the guy Devontae Smith. I don't know if you've seen him. Pretty good. Jalen has been pretty good. Landon Dickerson.
Pete saying that I'm not being pretty negative. Good. When the hell are you not being negative, bro?
This guy, Pete, I told y'all. Okay. We'll see. We'll see about that, Pete. We'll see about that. Janae says, Howie needs to make CJ. That's Chauncey. I would buy. I think we should all have a GoFundMe for his Kia, for a new Kia upgrade to come back. He's about to get paid, but it's his value. I don't think we can pay that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not okay with it. I hate it, obviously. Yeah. I've told you that I love Chauncey before he even got drafted by. Before he even got drafted, I loved Chauncey. So the fact that we got him, I thought they were going to make it work. But I don't know, man. You think Chauncey coming back?
I do, man. I really am trying to stay positive on that. I really think that Howie's going to focus on really getting this one taken care of. I mean, he was a key addition to the squad last year, and it's somebody that we should definitely be focusing on keeping here. I mean, yo, I love his attitude. You know, he's straight up. Loved how he put Gannon on the spot. You know what I mean? That's what maybe even want him to stay more, man. As soon as that tweet came out, I was like, hell yeah, this dude's got to retire as an Eagle. Like, that's just where that's the way I feel. But, you know, we'll see.
Ray says, Kia, we can upgrade him to a Toyota. Todd says, I blame them young bulls that stole CJ's car if he don't come back.
That's gonna be the next problem. We're gonna go look for those young boys.
He's actually getting into streaming. If you haven't watched this, he seems like he's gonna be a career gamer in some sense. His setup is pretty tight. I know me and Prime play games, but I don't know if we're on his level.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're on his level. But I mean, we definitely just want to come on here and just have this emergency pod. Shout out to Evan, who's man is the hardest working man in the industry.
You guys
have no idea. shout out to Hollis and Philly Sports Trips. They're down at the watching the Phillies. So if you check out Philly Sports Trips doing a damn thing as always per usual. Go on a trip, man. That if you're really into the Phillies, if you're into the soccer, the Union. I don't know about the Flyers. I don't do hockey, but and the Eagles.
I don't even think people that do hockey are doing hockey.
Yeah, check out my guy, guys at Philly Sports Trips. Always doing a damn thing. But before we get out of here, last word from you, Prime.
Nah, man, just, you know, everybody just relax, stay positive, stop with the negativity, man. You know that man is definitely very important to this organization. So, you know, hopefully they'll get a deal done and quickly. Again, just be prepared for what's coming this next couple weeks. It's going to be some hardworking decisions. I'm just glad I'm not in that position to go ahead and make those decisions, man, because I don't even know what I would be like right now. But other than that, you know what I mean? Just stay relaxed. Enjoy yourselves. Go Birds.
Yeah, man. Last word for me. Hey, stay tuned. I mean, there's going to be news. It's free agency season. Obviously, as Eagle fans, we wear our hearts on our sleeve. Some of y'all hearts are getting bursted on the timeline right now. Like, there's no reason for you to overreact. You know, obviously, I think the trade news took us all aback. We're hoping restructure. So, you know, if we're going to, you know, we're going to work through this thing together. Don't panic. I'm going to say relax in my Aaron Rodgers voice. We got time here. We got time here. I think we are going to have to get younger. This is going to happen through the draft. I wouldn't doubt Howie and the front office to get us back on track. But hey, man, have a great weekend. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Yes, sir.
And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.